Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, narrated by Davina Porter. This work, copyrighted 1991 by Diana Gabaldon, is recorded by arrangement with Curtis Brown Limited. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. People disappear all the time. Ask any policeman. Better yet, ask a journalist. Disappearances are bread and butter to journalists. Young girls run away from home, young children stray from their parents and are never seen again. Housewives reach the end of their tether and take the grocery money and a taxi to the station. International financiers change their names and vanish into the smoke of imported cigars. Many of the lost will be found eventually, dead or alive. Disappearances, after all, have explanations. Usually. And now, Outlander.
Part 1. Inverness, 1945. Chapter 1. A New Beginning. It wasn't a very likely place for disappearances, at least first glance. Mrs. Baird's was like a thousand other Highland bed and breakfast establishments in 1945, clean and quiet, with fading floral wallpaper, gleaming floors, and a coin-operated hot water geyser in the lavatory. Mrs. Baird herself was squat and easygoing, and made no objection to Frank lining her tiny rose-sprigged parlour with the dozens of books and papers with which he always travelled. I met Mrs.